Welcome to Karen Valencik's Spiral Impact, the Power to Get It Done with Grace program. This program brings together Karen's years of work in performance improvement, leadership development, conflict resolution, martial arts, and engineering. This specific recording reinforces one of the key elements of the Spiral Impact program, which is the ability to be balanced and focused in your strength, a concept referred to as centering. The recording is arranged in four tracks. The first two tracks are informational, you will want to listen to once and then skip over in the future. Tracks 3 and 4 are guided practice. These you will want to listen to over and over. The first track is a brief explanation of the concept of centering. The second track is a setup for the guided practice that follows. This guides you how to sit and breathe before you get on your way. After you've listened to the first two tracks once, in the future, just skip ahead to the third and fourth tracks. The third track is guided practice for focus and balance at the beginning of your day. The fourth track is guided practice to recenter and unwind at the end of the day. Each practice is arranged to do while you're driving. If you prefer sit in a chair at home, it'll work there too. Let's get on your way. Here's Karen.
How would you like to move through your day from your strength with focus, clarity, and balance? Centering is a practice that achieves just that. I'm Karen Valencik. Thank you for joining me on this journey. So first of all, what is this thing called centering? And why is it so important? Well, center is a mind-body state that includes focus, balance, and clarity. Everyone has experienced the feeling of center at some time in their life. It's that feeling you have when things are working extremely well. You feel alive, and you have a keen sense of awareness of what is happening around you. Times that you may have felt centered in the past are when you are working on a project that you're very stimulated by. Perhaps it's a research project, an experiment, a hobby, or maybe it's just baking a cake. Another time you may have experienced this feeling is when you are in a beautiful place in nature, perhaps the majestic power of the mountains, the crisp, moist air at the beach in the summer, the powerful stillness of a woods or forest, or even the magic of the winter wonderland left after an ice storm. Another time, perhaps, that you felt centered, naturally, is when you've had an energized, positive connection with another person. Could be a stimulating dialogue that takes you to a new level of awareness, or even an altered state of consciousness. Often we feel that way when we fall in love. Another time could be an athletic performance. That's commonly referred to as being in the zone. Another thought, you know, we are all born centered. As a young, unspoiled child, you may have a memory of the simplest activity of play that seemed vivid and all-encompassing. The common elements of this feeling are an expanded state of awareness and a feeling that all is right with the world. Centering is essential for creating trust, influence, and rapport in relationships. Anyone in a leadership role, a parent, or actually anyone in relationship with another person can benefit from centering, as well as anyone wanting to improve performance in any area of their life will benefit from centering. When I teach conflict resolution, I share this concept of centering as a beginning point for dealing with any type of conflict. My participants frequently say they find this one of the most valuable parts of the entire course. When we are centered, we are in a state of fulfillment, which means we aren't out to win battles or dominate others because we are already winning. Centering naturally creates a curious mind, an interest in learning. I find it heightens intuition. If you're a supervisor, a parent, or a spouse, wouldn't it be nice to have that sixth sense of awareness when something is off with one of your employees, a child, or a partner? What if you could be in this state at will? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that make life wonderful? Well, The good news is you can. And that's what this recording is about. Just a warning, though. It takes daily practice, just like anything else you want to be good at. There are no shortcuts or magic pills to take to become truly centered. It requires a personal commitment to practice. As I mentioned earlier, centering is a mind-body state. This is a state you can practice physically and through mental thought as well. So first, let's explore the physical part of center. Your physical center of gravity is located about an inch and a half below your navel. This will vary slightly depending on your body shape and the position that you're in. But generally speaking, it's right around here, right here in your gut. In my workshops, I demonstrate this concept with a technique I learned from my teacher, Tom Crum, and it is quite remarkable. I ask someone from the audience to come up, and with his permission, I place the flat of my hand just below his neck, and I lightly push. Unless he resists, he wobbles. This is what most of us do in our daily life. We're there, and we're fine. Then some little thing comes along and throws us off, and we wobble. And sometimes we wobble all day long. Can you relate to that? It could be caused from something little, like someone rearranging your desk or your space, someone we think took our tweezers or our pen, or maybe you receive an email that's got a certain tone to it. Do you know what I mean? Perhaps you could make a list of your own little things that make you wobble. And it could be something big as well. Well, getting back to the exercise, I bring this person back to a neutral position so they're no longer wobbling. And I ask him to place all his focus on his center point. To do this, I encourage him to breathe so he can feel his belly move. So a real deep breath down into his belly. Or to imagine that he has eaten a red M&M and it's in his middle. Or imagine music or movement down here. And if he doesn't understand what I mean, just pretend like he does. So I give him a moment to focus, and as he focuses, I reapply the pressure with my hand again. And guess what? He doesn't move this time. All he has done is changed his focus, and it has changed his strength, and it has changed the way we relate. When I ask him how this feels, or anyone how this feels, the typical response is, "I don't feel like you're pushing." And this is because when we are centered, we can stand more pressure. As I mentioned earlier, we are born centered. That's why you can place a baby on the palm of your hand and it stays there. That's why a toddler can spend hours squatting while playing. That's a very centered position. I believe when we start spending hours sitting in chairs and doing a lot of thinking with our minds, we began to lose that connection with center, our natural center. Center is not a new skill to learn, but something to remember, to reconnect with. My students often ask me, "Well, if I'm so focused on my center, how am I supposed to do anything else?" Well, you may be thinking the same thing. The answer is, just as when you begin anything new, it feels a little overwhelming, and requires attention. So as you practice it, it then becomes second nature. Remember when you learned to type? It was real difficult not to watch where those keys are in the beginning. So now you probably can type in the dark, and it's no big deal. Also, when you learned to drive a car, in the beginning it was complicated. There were all these different things you needed to remember. Now you probably frequently drive places and have no memory of the details of the drive home. So there are many, many ways of practicing center. You don't have to go take a class. I don't want to add more things to your life. I encourage you to think of things you do every day and commit to do it from center as a practice. And the more you practice this, the more you can bring center into those really difficult times of your life. So places that you can practice, for example, walking up and down stairs. I have tons of stairs in my life. And after I'd been doing this work for a while, I realized I'd walk up and down stairs for my shoulders. But now, whenever I walk up and down stairs, I walk from my hips, from my center, and it becomes center practice for me. It feels like I'm walking slower, but I'm not. Another place you can practice is while you're sitting in a meeting. This is a great time to practice center, and it will improve your listening skills at the same time, which is always a good thing. A prayer or meditation practice in the morning or evening is also a very natural way to center. Also, a conscious breathing practice is also a great way to practice center, and we will explore more of that on the remainder of this CD. What about when you're brushing and hopefully flossing those teeth? There you're just standing there. Great time to focus on center. How about standing in line, waiting at the grocery store, at the bank, when we were standing in line a lot? That's a great time. Use it for practicing center. Another thing is if you use a cell phone or a pager that continually rings, instead of being annoyed by that, imagine every time you hear that ring, just breathe and take it to center. Another great place to practice center is any athletic endeavor. For example, if you're a runner, now great runners run from center, just as if they had a rope attached to their center that pulls them forward. If you watch people running down the street, a lot of them run from their shoulders. Also, the same with great swimmers. I swim, and when I was taught to swim, I was taught to move my neck back and forth with freestyle. And as I observe children learning to swim now, that's how they teach them. But you know, great swimmers don't move their necks back and forth. They move their hips back and forth, and their hips propel them through the water. You know, golf is also a very natural game of center, and practicing center consciously will improve your game. I can almost guarantee that. You know, another place I practice center is cooking. Now, a lot of us get home in the evenings, we're tired, and we're trying to get dinner together for our families, and that can be a stressful event. And what I do is I light a candle, and I practice center, and I enjoy cooking, and it's a much more pleasant experience for myself and my family as well. Another place is how about while you're eating? Students in my class report to me that they practice center when they're eating, and guess what happens? Hey, they lose weight, because as we center when we eat, we become more conscious of what we're consuming, and we make better choices around that. So there's another opportunity. Well, the last place I'd like to discuss, and it's a place I practice center maybe more than any other time, is in my car. The car is a fantastic place to practice. We are there captive every day. Some of us are there for hours every day. And practicing center can prepare you for your day ahead and help you unwind from the day on your way home. And that is the purpose of this recording, is to guide you through a centering practice while you're in your car. If you don't drive, you can easily translate the guidance if you're in a bus or a train, and even if you're walking. This recording is divided into four segments. The next or second segment is a setup for your car. Allow yourself a couple minutes to listen to this prior to taking off in your car. The third segment is a guided centering practice to listen as you begin your day, on your way to work or on your way to play. The fourth segment is a guided practice to unwind from the day on your way home. So let's move on to the next segment, and just know that you're just a few drives away from reconnecting with your true strength.